This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted the remarkable transformation in India's defence sector over the last 11 years. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the focus has been on both modernisation and achieving self-reliance in defence production. He noted that it is heartening to witness how the people of India have united with a shared resolve to strengthen the nation. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh shared that the Prime Minister's leadership has resulted in stronger borders, modern armed forces, indigenous weapons, record defence exports and global trust, leading the sector towards self-reliance. Home Minister Amit Shah has chaired a high-level meeting in New Delhi today to review the preparedness of flood management in the country. The minister also reviewed long-term measures being undertaken to mitigate the menace of floods in the country. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has warned Islamabad on cross-border terrorism, saying New Delhi will strike deep into Pakistan if provoked by terrorist attacks. He asserted that there will be retribution against the terrorist outfits and their leadership in case of barbaric acts like the recent Pahalgam attack. The minister stated this in an interview with an American political digital newspaper. Dr. Jaishankar, who is travelling to Europe currently, also addressed the Indian community representatives of Luxembourg and Belgium. Speaking at the event, Dr. Jaishankar reiterated that India will retaliate against terrorism regardless of its location in Pakistan.
Prime Minister Modi says Operation Sindoor is not over. There's a clear message there saying we reserve the right to go after terrorists anytime, anywhere, if they have done harm to our people. We are more than unbroken, we are very determined. And this time we wanted to send that message saying enough is enough.
Union Power Minister Manohar Lal has said that India successfully met peak power demand of 241 gigawatt yesterday with zero peak shortage. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Mr. Manohar Lal said that India has added the highest ever generation capacity of 34 gigawatt during 2024-25, with renewable energy accounting for 29.5 gigawatt. The minister said that the power sector has witnessed unprecedented progress over the past 11 years under the Narendra Modi government, which has been dedicated to service, good governance and the welfare of the poor. He said, in the last 11 years, India has made remarkable progress in the renewable energy, adding that by the end of this year, the share of non-fossil sources in the country's total energy production capacity will exceed 50%. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav stated that the initiative to develop AI-driven language technologies in India stemmed from Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision to harness technology for linguistic advancement. Launching AI Tamil initiative through video conferencing at Chennai in Tamil Nadu, the minister said the initiative will be a part of the wider mission to integrate one of the oldest languages in India. He said people can use Tamil AI to communicate with the authorities. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today met Chairman of Defence Affairs, Interior and Foreign Affairs Committee, Federal National Council of UAE, Dr. Ali Al-Mumai, and the two sides reaffirmed their commitment to combat terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. They also discussed India-UAE parliamentary cooperation. Indian astronaut and group captain of the Indian Air Force, Shubhanshu Shukla, is all set to undertake his first journey to space as part of SpaceX's Axiom 4 mission tomorrow for a two-week stay on the International Space Station. The launch was earlier scheduled to take place today, but it was postponed by a day due to bad weather. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heat wave conditions in parts of Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab, Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh. The weather agency also issued an orange alert in these places for the next 2 days, warning people to stay cautious and take steps to protect themselves from the ongoing heat wave. The benchmark domestic equity index has ended on a flat note today. The 30-share index at Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex dipped 53 points to close at 82,392. Indian athletes delivered a commendable performance at the Austrian Race Walking Championships in Innsbruck, with Priyanka Goswami winning the gold medal in the women's 10-kilometre race event. In the men's 35-kilometre event, Sandeep Kumar secured silver medal. Ram Babu took the third spot. And that is the end of this news bulletin.